kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
At nagbabalik ang SBS Filipino, TJ Korea pa rin po ang inyong kapiling. Nako, ilang araw na lang po, Pasko na talaga naman. At syempre, pagpasko gusto natin makapiling yung ating mga mahal sa buhay. Kaya naman yung iba mga kamag-anak natin, pinapapunta natin dito sa Australia para makasama natin at ma-enjoy din itong holiday season, kumbaga. Pero may mga ilan-ilan po tayong nakikita at nababasa ng mga kababayan natin na nare-refuse yung visitor visa nila papunta dito sa Australia. Nako, talaga namang malungkot pong balita yan kapag ganyan. Pero ano ba yung dapat gawin sakaling merong visitor visa refusal? Yan po ang pag-uusapan natin dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng paliwanag at impormasyon, kasama natin sa ating linya ng telepono ang immigration lawyer na si Mr. Ravi Mariñas. Marami pong nare-refuse recently, or may mga nababasa po tayo ng mga nare-refuse, yes, na visitor visa. Ano po ba yung usual na dahilan? Parang yung mga common reasons po.
Yes, that's right. Ang pinaka-common naman dyan yung yung incentive to return, to your home country, which is the Philippines. Unfortunately, yung Pilipinas is high level risk tayo. I think we're level 3. Dahil syempre doon sa Philippine passport holder, mataas yung natin dyan as policy wise, no? Kasi in the past, we had been seen stereotypically now binibridge natin yung mga condition dyan, unlawful stay, overstaying, and then working without permit. So yun yung pinaka typical ground. In a practical sense, no? I mean, kung wala kang work talaga, no? Yung nagmamatter para bumalik ka sa Pilipinas. Unfortunately, that's how immigration views it. Kung wala kang trabaho, mataas ang risk. So therefore, they will refuse the application. So yung mga practical evidence yan, you have to show na, okay, you have an employment contract, meron kang leave letter from the company, may pay slips ka, at meron kang mga taxation documents, no? From the BIR sa Pilipinas. So yun yung mga typical Another reason is just a very simple one, no? Nakalimutan na ibigay yung request, failing to respond to immigration request, yung section 56 na tinatawag nila na request.
Parang ang nangyayari parang yung stronger ties sa bansa, exactly, na pinanggalingan, parang ganun na, no?
Tama yon.
Ano po
tama
yung kung bawa po na refuse na, di ba madalas nga na may mga ganyan, hindi alam yung gagawin, ano po ba yung correct pwedeng gawin kung once na ma-refuse yung visitor visa?
Ganito yan, kasi kung ang typical na no, na applicant ay nasa offshore, may sabihin nasa Pilipinas siya, therefore I don't think there is a ground for a review, no, sa Administrative Appeals Tribunal, yung AAT, no, to review the application, and you can lodge an appeal of that decision because yung applicant mismo is nasa offshore at yung in-apply na visa application ay walang ground, no, to appeal. Makikita mo naman yan sa decision record. And also nandun din yan sa Act, sa Migration Act. Kung the grounds of the decision is actually tinatawag nilang reviewable under the Act. In the normal circumstances, wala siyang appeal. Pero there are appeals doon sa mga nag-apply ng onshore, for example, extension ng tourist visa. When I say extension, it's like another tourist visa whilst you are onshore. That has a ground for an appeal because it's an onshore application. So the only practical way for you is to lodge another application, no? Kung offshore yung application na yan, there's no other way. Yun lang ang tanging paraan, lodge another application, pero subject yan sa ibig sabihin, is there any new evidences, no, or new circumstances na magpo-prove na it's worth reapplying again.
So, mayroon po bang time frame yung halimbawa na refuse ako tapos nakapag-produce ako ng panibagong evidence? Meron bang time frame na before ka?
Wala siyang time frame if it's an offshore application. I mean, kung kaya namang i-reproduce siya again, why not, no? Pero kung it's the same situation din naman, you might as well rectify that. There's no point of applying tomorrow or next month or in the next year kung hindi mo rin man na-rectify yung similar issue na yon. Ngayon, iba yan sa onshore application. Kasi sa onshore application, meron kang timeline dyan eh. There is a strict timeline, no, na 21 calendar days to apply for an appeal to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. So, you know, ibang ano naman yon, ibang matter naman yon if it's an onshore application.
Nabanggit nyo na po yung process ng appeal. Kahit po na maikling part lang, pwede nyo explain ano ba yung process? Halimbawa, yung mga onshore applicants mag-appeal. Parang yung step by step kahit maikli lang po.
Well, of course, you know, you have to be mindful of ano ba yan, no? I mean, ano ba yung decision? It all bogs down doon sa decision record. So you have to act very quickly. So as I said before, you have, you know, basically 21 calendar days to appeal from the date of that letter, no? That decision letter na natanggap mo. You have to lodge an application sa AAT by filling out an online form. Kung hindi mo kayang bayaran yung fee, there are waivers, you know, for the reduction of the fee. Again, subject yan sa financial capacity mo. If you have, kung may hardship, no, kasi wala kang trabaho, then likely ma-approve yung waiver mo. Pero ang importante naman kasi dyan, makapag-lodge ng application, and then within a time frame, then you just have to wait for a tribunal to allocate you for a tribunal officer. And then from that, magkakaroon na ng hearing. Kung wala namang hearing, if they're satisfied doon sa binigay mo evidences, and then they could make a decision favorably kung nakapagbigay ka ng new information na mag-a-address doon sa negative decisions. The moment na ma-approve yun, ibabalik nila yon sa immigration kasi walang power ng tribunal to make its own decision. Ang gagawin lang niya, ibabalik lang niya ang application sa immigration dahil ang immigration naman power to approve. So it's a long process actually, you know, going to the tribunal. Kaya nga, mas okay ba na mag-apply ng appeal or mag-reapply na naman uli? In most circumstances, mas maganda mag-reapply ulit dahil nga napakahaba nga ng process, no? Mababog down ka lang, syempre gastos, kaya you have to weigh, you know, it's a balancing act.
Laging depende po sa sitwasyon, ano? Nabanggit, exactly. Parang nagbigay na kayo ng payo doon about doon na mas na, parang mas maganda nga siguro kung mag-reapply na lang or
totoo
yun
yan.
Depende.
Practical yun.
Ano, parang panghuli na lang doon sa part po ng refusal ng visitor visa sa inyo, Mr. Ravy. Ano po yung payo nyo sa mga nare-refuse yung visa?
Normally, ang pinapayo ko, pag na-refuse, don't be too conscious about it. Huwag mawala ng pag-asa. Ang gawin lang naman, ang pinaka-the best dyan, you seek an advice. Kung magre-reapply ka and you're just duplicating kung ano yung ibinigay mo, no? Dati dun sa unang application, more than likely it will be refused again. And mind you, na-refuse na yan, so therefore, immigration may think na you're just, you know, trying to get an outcome, no? Na, ibig sabihin, pinipilit mo lang. Na they think na wala namang merits. Ibig sabihin, wala namang chance yung application mo. So, ang pinaka-practical advice na masasabi ko, try to seek legal advice para malaman mo kung meron ka talagang chance, no, to reapply again or to seek any other avenue. Malay mo, it's not a tourist visa, but any other visa rin, no, that will shoot on your situation na pwede ma-explore dyan.
Napakinggan po natin si Mr. Ravy Marinas na isang immigration lawyer. Pero paunawa po ha, ang pangkalahatang paliwanag at impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para po sa dagdag na impormasyon at payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, kumonsulta po sa isang abogado o registered migration agent. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.